I'm pleased to be speaking with Larry Harris. He's in Florida at the present time, and he is the founder of the Transformational Energy Institute. Larry, let's begin by you briefly telling us who you are and why we should listen to you.
Well, I thought I was just an ordinary person until about 3 years ago when I discovered my soul contract. At that time, I knew I was doing some very interesting energy healing work on people. And after that, discovered that one of my soul contracts was to bring in a new healing system to assist people to heal, but to heal on a multi-dimensional platform.
Okay.
Versus a third-dimensional platform.
You're using a word that some of us may not be familiar with, soul contract. Could you explain that?
Before the soul comes into a physical body, it has a main purpose as to why it is to come here. And that's basically a soul contract. In other words, many of us have contracts with our creator or contracts to do specific things when we come into a physical incarnation.
Okay, so you discovered that your soul contract was to work with people, healing them on a multi-dimensional level, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. How can we discern a true teacher from someone who simply learned how to talk the talk?
The key is in the heart. One of the things I teach is that the heart is where Creator works through. It's our divine connection. And to get the true answers is to go to the heart. And in other words, take the consciousness out of the mind and bring it down to the heart. And we're to learn to speak to the heart, because if we're clear, the heart will give us the divine guidance and the correct answers to whatever we're seeking.
Okay.
So basically, it's not for people to really take in everything I say as that's true and correct. It's for them to listen to it, then verify for themselves, for them to get the feeling into themselves, and for them to integrate into themselves what a higher truth may be.
And whether that's their higher truth, they will know by how their heart feels or how they feel in their heart?
That's a good question. A person's higher truth may not be the higher truth of what is Creator's higher truth. In other words, one of the things I work with are called illusions. An illusion is a person's truth, but it may not be the highest truth that they're dealing with or that they can deal with.
But at the level of consciousness that they're at, that's where they're at. That is their truth.
That's correct. It's their truth, and it's the best way to get the answers is to be in the heart.
Okay. You've said in our previous conversations that you talk with Creator.
Correct.
How do you know, and how do we know, that it's Creator speaking?
Well, first of all, I had to go through a process of learning how to do it. And it's working through the heart, because Creator works through the heart. And I believe we discussed doing some heart exercises later on in the program where I can share with people a way to actually start communicating with Creator. And that's through the heart. One of the things is you will feel a different vibration if you're open to feeling energy. And there's always one thing under universal law. If you ask a question three times, the third time, you must get the right answer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And that's a universal law, which means even if you're dealing with disruptive forces, that they will have to answer truthfully on the third time?
That is correct. It's been a saving grace for me.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting knowledge. Okay. You said that we're here for a purpose. How can we connect with our soul and discover our soul's purpose?
The key is through the heart. Once again, you know, we're taught that the brain is the most powerful organ in the body. It's where we have all this thought. Excuse me. What I've discovered is the heart is the most powerful, because the mind deals with third-dimensional reality. And what I believe is that with our physical body and our conscious mind, we're only using under 10% of who we are. When we connect through the heart, we connect to all areas of consciousness, whether it's the soul, the spirit, our ego, our personality, our soul structure, whatever it is, we can connect with it through the heart. So to me, the heart is the most powerful organ in the body, and it allows us to breach dimensional planes to get in touch with those aspects of our consciousness.
Okay, and I think a little later in this show, you're going to give us an exercise for connecting with the heart?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And also, that will correspond with how do we start speaking with Creator.
Ah, yes. Who am I in my Creator's eyes, and how do I get back on track?
In Creator's eyes, everyone is one of the children. We're all part of Creator. And basically, I'm going to share with you the information that I received. We're different. As far as I know, the human race is different than any other race ever created. We were created to be spiritual leaders or to bring forth the spirituality of Creator. Therefore, our essence is in consciousness, not in physicality or not in energy. It's the consciousness that dictates the energy structure we have and the physical being. The key to working with consciousness is to be in consciousness or be in touch with the consciousness of our different dimensional levels and our main areas of consciousness, which is our subconscious mind, our soul, our fifth dimensional conscious mind, which I call the superconscious mind, and our spirit, and also our personality aspect of consciousness, and also our ego. Now, to get back to where we should be, and quote, use the word should, because we're all where we are to be based on our growth and development, but to get back on track, to me, it's very important we start going inside. The answers are inside us. They're in our hearts. They're not in our minds. They're not with other people. And with the energies the way they are and have been on the planet, there's a great deal of interference outside of us. So the key is to get back inside. One of the main things that I look at in working with ascension to get to who we are, which is a sixth-dimensional being. And the human race is supposed to be operating on a fourth- and fifth-dimensional level, not a third-dimensional level.
And what are we, in fact, operating on?
Virtually everyone's third-dimensional.
Okay.
Third-dimensional reality. In other words, and here's something that I've mentioned to you, the energies, the way they're on the Earth, and I guess how I refer to it is that we are in a matrix, or have been in a matrix, has been to limit us from getting to and understanding what a fourth dimensional reality is.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, we as a species, we the human race, is not where we were meant to be, and we have been prevented from raising our consciousness to that level of where we're meant to be.
That is what I believe is very accurate.
Okay. How do we get there?
Well, why
don't we talk about what's in the way?
I guess that's good. And would you like me to just share how this all started out?
Sure.
So that we have a concept. What happened is, and I gather about 5 million years ago, there was only love in what I've discovered so far are 8 universes. And what happened is with all the beings out there only having love, they had limited growth because they had nothing to compare it with. So Creator got together with some beings to institute an experiment to bring in a mild form of negativity so that races throughout the universes could have a comparison to assist themselves with their soul growth.
When you say races throughout the universe, this implies on other planets?
On other planets and in other universes.
Okay.
In other words, I find the most advanced beings come from what I call Universe 5.
Okay.
And I believe we're in Universe 2. It's just numbers to for me to...
to differentiate.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. All right, so back to Creator decided that in order for us to evolve, we needed some resistance or negativity.
Well, we needed a mild form of it.
Okay.
So another thing I've discovered is everything in the universe is set up by contract. So he contracted with beings to bring in this mild form of negativity, and a lot of people have been asking, why are things so difficult here? If we study universal law, where we're supposed to honor everyone, be a loving being, and respect others, we find that that is not the case here. And what happened is, from the knowledge I get, is that Creator had to suspend universal law to allow this experiment to take place. Now, what happened is, Creator also gave the beings free will to do it, which means Creator would not interfere. Now, being set up on contracts, what happened is, if, like on our planet, if someone breaches a contract, we go to a third party called the court system to resolve the issue. What these beings did was eliminate that third party and essentially took over everything from that point on, and this went from the 12th dimension down. And living on the third dimension, that means we were deeply immersed in the energy structures they set up to, and they were there to essentially control not only our existence, but the existence of races throughout universe.
Okay, so I'd like to bring this down to a level that some of us might be more conversant with. How does this affect me personally?
Well, first of all, what they've done is we know we have an energy system. Our energy system has been modified so that we don't carry the full energies of Creator and the dimensionality of what we're supposed to carry to move to the higher levels of consciousness. One. Two, there has been major programming in us, in our other dimensions besides our third, and including our third. But what happens is, and I discovered consciousness, from the conscious mind to our soul, our spirit, and other aspects of consciousness was disconnected. That creates difficulties in us really understanding and knowing what is transpiring on our other dimensional levels, and therefore our other dimensional levels still being part of us and being part of our energy system were used to limit our growth and existence. So working with the heart and going inside and asking and communicating with these different levels of consciousness can help us understand what's there and the limitations that have been given to us. Also, they work with, as I call them, entities or other beings out there. In other words, many people have felt things happen to them. In other words, boy, I have a pain or something's going on I can't quite understand.
Right. I've got one of those right now, by the way.
You've got one?
Yep.
Okay. Well, what I discovered is that these are entities. They're either the beings that were the major part of the contract. They were races that were taken over to do, quote-unquote, their dirty work. Or I found out that these beings worked a lot with robotics.
Robotics?
Yes.
What's that?
It's like a robot, but only it could be fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional. It could be any dimensional, any dimension, but it's all energy. It doesn't have the physicality or the denseness of the physicality that we have in our third dimension.
But it's a program.
It's a program. It's all, the whole thing was run on a program.
Okay. So getting back to a personal level, you're saying that just using me for an example, I'm limited in realizing my full potential because of some programming on other levels.
That's correct. In other words, it's not only you. I believe this has happened to the whole human race.
Okay. So, since...
Now, can I interject something here from a question, earlier question as to... sure. understand what has happened?
Sure.
I believe that the human race was created about 480,000 years ago. We were made the most powerful race ever created for two reasons. One, Creator needed a race to be powerful enough to stand up and overcome what I call the Matrix or this experiment. And two, He required a race to be spiritual leaders for the universe. That's why our consciousness is set up, or was initially set up, from Creator consciousness, which is that of being love. And we were set up on a multidimensional level so we can adapt and work with races on different dimensional levels.
Okay, Larry, assuming all of this is true, I don't think anybody would argue we're doing a really poor job of it.
It's not that we've done such a poor job. It's just that we've been limited, and it's the genius of the beings that set up this program that have enabled them to keep control without our realizing that there has something been up there. In other words, it's been a phenomenal deception.
Okay. Let me interrupt to do some station business at this point.
Okay.
It's 25 minutes after noon, California time. You're listening to KVMR-FM, broadcasting out of Nevada City, California. Your host is Chamba Lane. The name of the show is Rabble Rousing. And for regular listeners, I think you'll realize that this is a very unusual show for Rabble Rousing. And so you might formulate the question, why on earth is Chamba interviewing this person? And the reason is that some friends back east turned me on to Larry Harris, and we had some phone conversations, and Larry did some work with me. And I have the ability to feel energy. And in his work with me, I could feel energy shift. That convinced me that there's something to this. And so based on my own limited experience that energies were shifting, that made me decide that I wanted to present him to my listeners. He's thinking of coming out here and doing a workshop later, and I'll give you a phone number at the end of the hour where you can contact him. But that's the reason for this rather unusual show. Larry, we have somebody on the telephone, or was on the telephone. Are you willing to entertain callers?
Sure.
Okay, so caller, call back. Okay, again, I want to give our listeners some form of an experience they can take home with them and some idea of the work you do. So would now be a good time to give us that heart exercise? Do we need to define soul, spirit, and ego?
Well, I would like to share what I discovered, how we're set up in consciousness. And the other thing, as you're saying, Chamba, it is unusual to me. As it unfolded, it seemed like I was caught in a science fiction movie.
Okay.
So I've gone through all the dismay and awe and going, am I losing my mind? And this has been over a period of almost 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand the shock that people may be going through or the dismay. I went through it too until I fully was able to embody and recognize what was happening. Now, getting back to your question about consciousness, we have major consciousness on our third, fourth, and fifth levels. And that corresponds to thought. Now, when people think of thought, they think of conscious mind, but our conscious mind is third dimensional. In our third dimensional, we have two aspects of consciousness. One is a personality, and one is an ego. The personality is basically who we are on this third dimensional, what's coming forth. The ego is a part of consciousness that I discovered was disconnected, and I was always taught that the ego was pretty much the bad guy and was creating difficulties in our life. What I later grew to learn was that our ego has one purpose and one purpose only, and that is that it is the positive driving force looking for divinity within. When I discovered that, I started going, okay, well, if the ego's a good guy, where are all these things coming from that create the limitations in our lives? Now, the conscious mind is maximum 15 to 20% of thought split up between ego and personality. And what I'm given is that basically the human body or the human being operating out of the body and the conscious mind, we're probably about 8.5% of who we are.
Larry, I'm starting to get the feeling that my listeners are getting hungry. We got to give them some food.
Okay.
This is getting, it's too mental for me. I don't know how my listeners are doing, but it's just too mental for me.
Okay.
So I'd like to bring this down to the practical level. Now, I should say that if you do come out here and do your workshop, I'm sure you'll have ample opportunity to go into all of this and people can get it in greater depth. But we've only got a half hour left.
Okay.
And I want to give them some meat to chew on.
Well, I would like to just say one thing and then go into the heart exercises.
Okay.
What I discovered is the main aspect of our thought is fourth dimensional. Our soul is fourth dimensional. We're here to live the life of the soul. The soul expresses through the subconscious mind, which is 65 to 70% of our thought. It's the illusions or the tapes that are playing in the subconscious that create a great deal of our difficulties. Now, the heart exercises that I'm about to bring forth will assist people to get in touch with that aspect of consciousness.
Okay.
Now, the first exercise is clearing the heart, and I will, and I hope people aren't driving in the car when they're listening to this and try and do it, but...
Okay, so stop for a second. If somebody is driving in the car and you can't pull over, I strongly suggest you don't do this exercise, but I'm going to put this up on my website. It'll be archived. And so at your convenience, you can go to the KVMR website and then do this when it's safe. But please don't do this while you're driving.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
The first thing is, if people take a deep breath and when they exhale, know they're pushing energy out their heart chakra. When they're done exhaling, inhale and stop pushing the energy out and see if you feel an energy coming in.
Through the heart chakra?
Through into the heart chakra.
Okay.
Now, some may feel it, some may not. It depends on how open we are to feeling energies on a different dimensional plane. Now, this energy coming in is the energy from Creator. In other words, Creator is sending us love 24/7. So this energy coming in is Creator sending us love.
What am I pushing out?
You're just pushing out energy so that when you stop pushing, you could feel or have a better feeling for something coming in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's just to help you with the feeling aspect. Now, the next part is to know the heart chakra goes from front to back, and that energy is going to come in the front, go out the back, and just know it's looping up to Creator's heart.
Okay, let me interrupt here. Some people don't feel energy, but they can see it.
Okay.
Either way works. So if you
either
feel something or if you see it, go with it.
And that's great. And it's just to know that the energy is going through the heart chakra. It's looping up to Creator's heart and forming a continuous loop from Creator's heart to their heart. And the faster it loops, the better.
Let me interrupt again. If you feel anything at all, that's the proper feeling. You're not trying for one feeling over another. It's just energy. However you perceive it, that's it. Go with it.
Okay. Now, what happens is Creator's heart energy will clear out their heart chakra as that's looping through. It clears out the heart and enables people to have clarity in the heart so when they move their consciousness from their minds to their hearts to start communicating with the various aspects of consciousness, they have some clarity. Now, to assist with the process, as the energy is coming down from Creator's heart, it can split and go through all seven chakras and then loop back to Creator's heart and start looping through the chakras, and that will also help clear the chakras. Boy, I could feel that.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Okay. Now, before I go into the next path, people like to know how to speak to Creator. And it's through this looping of the energies from Creator's heart to their heart that makes the connection. So the proper way that I learned to do this was to move the consciousness from the mind down to the heart. and then say, Creator of love, Creator of love, Creator of love, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me, now, now, now. And in doing that, Creator will move in there and start to talk. The difficulty is it's a new thing. People aren't used to it. But it's something to practice, and through my practice, I started getting answers.
Okay, if we have too much dead air time,
okay,
we're going to lose people.
Okay. The next exercise is to visualize a big heart on your chest. And it's got a little door up on top. And the conscious mind is going to go from the mind, going down, sliding down a conduit, open up that door in the heart, and it moves into the heart. It's going to lock themselves in. And when you're there, call your soul, your spirit, and your ego to you, and have a group hug and send love. And if people can do it for 5 minutes, that's really great.
Okay.
I can sense the energy coming off of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was good. Now,
okay,
what I recommend is people do these exercises for 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening.
Okay.
To get practice of being in the heart space and connecting with that consciousness and get used to dealing with it, asking it questions. And in that heart space, you can also speak to the subconscious mind, the superconscious mind, your soul, your spirit, even your cell structure.
Okay, Larry, when you reach a breaking point, we've got a caller.
Go ahead.
Caller, you're live on KVMR. Caller, you're live on KVMR.
Hi, KVMR. Hi, Chama. Thank you for doing this show.
Yeah, you're live.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Fred. I'm from the East Coast, and I met Larry about 12 months ago. I've been working with...
Okay, we lost you.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right, great. I was saying my name is Fred. I'm from the East Coast.
Yeah, just get to your point.
Met Larry about a year ago and been... I can tell you that I've been shopping in the spiritual buffet for many, many years, and this is amazing. I've had numerous questions answered about my soul and about the very source of my being that I had given up long since on getting answered. And I can tell you that the exercises are very powerful, and I've had also direct contact with Creator for the first time in my life. So I just want to, share with the other listeners that
it works for you.
And there's real substance here.
Great.
Can I ask?
Thank you,
there. Shamba, can I ask Fred a question? If Fred can hear me,
I can hear you.
Fred, how long did it take for you to really, after you started working with these, to start feeling results?
I would say when I started working seriously, about maybe 2 months. But I also, prior to that, I saw my wife having unmistakably positive results, also, and that really encouraged me to go forward with earnestness.
So in other words, you're saying you really need to you needed to practice these to really start embodying them into your being.
Yes, you do need to do them, and they seem very simple and very kind of like a Hollywood set, But when I actually did the exercise, I found out how much profundity and real power was behind them that I did not really expect, and I was encouraged to go forward because I saw my wife having such great results.
Okay,
thank
guys,
you,
ready to move on?
Ready.
Okay. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Oh, hi. My name is Colleen. I need an emergency healing. I can't get grounded. I have bipolar 1 disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. And let me turn the radio down so I can hear you better. Had experience with being treated with prednisone, which gave me a manic high and a low, opened up a big hole in my heart, and I need some help. I've been seeking it psychiatrically and spiritually at my church through a charismatic prayer group here in Rockland.
Okay, I don't know that it's appropriate to do this on the air. Larry, what's your feeling?
No, but she can go to my website. My phone number's on the website. It's www.transformationalenergy.net. And if she chooses to call me, or I can give my phone number out, if that's appropriate, I don't know.
Could you give me your phone number, Larry?
Is that okay, Chamba?
It's okay with me. You're giving it to lots of people. Do you want to do that?
Well,
we've got more than three listeners.
Okay, if people feel the need to call, I'm at 954-782-2970.
2970.
And by the way, as you were saying these things...
Let's make sure that she's got the number correctly. Do you have the number?
954-782-2970.
Terrific. You've
correct.
Got it.
Now, here's something. What I've discovered is that the interpretation that psychology or psychiatry may put on different disorders, to me, is a different scenario because the difficulties are on a different dimensional plane than possibly what they're looking at.
You said that it's a different scenario?
Yes. In other words, the difficulties you have are on a dimensional plane, not your third dimensional plane, but what I'm sensing is that they're fourth and fifth dimensional. So if we can clear the issues and the reasons why they exist on your fourth and fifth dimensional plane, a lot of those symptoms will disappear.
Can you help me if I call you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. So you can do your show.
Okay.
Thank you.
And call you in a few hours. And Larry, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Chamba, thank you.
Sure. And I wish you good luck on your journey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
What else do you choose to know, Chamba, with these things? In other words, if people had an experience with the heart exercise, it might be good to know. If they choose to call in and let us know. If there are any questions regarding that, they can go to my website, send me an email. I'll send them a printed copy of the heart exercises.
Okay, so if anybody has any questions, they can phone in. For people that don't know the numbers here, the in-studio number is 265-9555 or 1-800-355-5867. If you want to contact Larry outside of the show, Larry, give them your website. Or email or website?
Website is www.transformationalenergy.net.
Okay.
And on there is my email address and my phone number.
Transformationalenergy.net.
.net.
Okay. Good.
Okay. I know you wanted to discuss some other things, Chamba.
How can we make clear and obvious progress on our spiritual paths?
What I would recommend is that people start looking to connect with the soul. In other words, the key is the heart. Keep the heart clear. Keep working on it. Keep asking questions, and I suggest they ask yes-no questions to the heart before getting into a dissertation.
Okay. We've got another caller here. You ready for that?
Sure.
Caller, you're live on KVMR.
I just would like to ask him to repeat the initial exercise. You breathe in through the heart and then you exhale how, and I'll take it off the air. Thank you.
Okay, basically you breathe in normally. Take a deep breath. And when you're exhaling, just know you're pushing energy out your heart chakra. You're pushing it out so that when you stop pushing, you can feel the energy that is always coming into you 24/7, which is Creator's love. And then you just take that love through the heart chakra, loop it up to Creator's heart, and keep looping it.
Larry, it would seem to me that by doing that exercise, you are sending your consciousness into your heart chakra, from the mind into the heart.
That's correct. And what I discovered, and I started out my career as an accountant, as a CPA, I was totally in my head. I had no idea what being in the heart space was, something I had to learn. And, of course, my life was extremely limited at that point. When I started learning about the heart and started taking my heart, my consciousness down into my heart, I started realizing there's so much more out there than what I had experienced previously. So if a person is advancing on their spiritual path, the best advice I can give them is open up your heart and start dealing with your heart. Now, there's a lot of challenges there because the matrix or that structure that was put up was set up to keep us out of the heart. It was also set up so that we bury a lot of anger in the heart. So by working with consciousness, go into your heart, communicate with that anger. It's not there to hurt you. The system was set up so that anger has a denseness so that we would recognize it when it's in our system. Unfortunately, our system is so dense, we don't recognize that it's there. But the anger is there to help us learn. It's there to help us grow, and it's there to teach us forgiveness. So if you take your consciousness down into your heart chakra, connect with the anger, forgive, and you may choose to know who it's at and why, and forgive for that reason. And the heart is basically because we didn't have love, or we didn't have love the way we expected it. And just thank the anger for doing its job and release it.
Okay, let's go over that again, because I know that most of us are going to be in our conscious minds doing this, and we're going to try and figure things out. And as I understand it, your exercise is not to figure things out. It's simply to locate the anger and release it. Is
right.
that correct?
Correct. Now, a lot of people have been indoctrinated into a system that I was, that we have to go through the anger, we have to really get into it, relive it, go through the trauma again. I disagree. All we have to do is touch it and know it's there. And basically know who the anger is at and why, and the anger will tell us. If you take our consciousness down there and ask it, it will tell us. And then just forgive and realize we don't need that anger in there. It was there to teach us about forgiveness and to then let it go, and it will easily start releasing.
Okay, so I want to underscore something, because you and I have done this process over the telephone.
Yes.
And the thing that I want my listeners to be clear on is that all you need to do is feel or locate the anger wherever it is in your body. Who is it directed to? And then very simply, what it is about. This isn't time for a lengthy story. My anger is with so-and-so, and the reason for the anger is I was not feeling love. It's as simple as that.
Yes, keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Then you can forgive whatever it is and realize, oh boy, I can have love, and I forgive, whether it's yourself or your parents or someone else, and learn to forgive yourself or your parents, whoever it is, and that you're here to have love. And the anger has accomplished its job.
To remind you of that.
That's what it is.
Okay. How do contracts, agreements, blockages, how do they fit into this? And how do we get rid of them?
Okay. There are different types of contracts. One is a legal contract, and two, it's an illegal contract. I'll touch the illegal ones first, and those where the entities that are in the matrix basically had a contract against the person. In other words, they were there and they had contracts against the person to keep them from advancing. The thing is, most of those are gone right now, because the matrix, all the legalities that set up the matrix are now gone. They've been gone a little over a week.
Really? So, that recently?
Hmm. Yes. It's very recent. And people may have noticed that the energies on the planet have shifted. In other words, they're lighter, more loving.
So there's been a fundamental change in the planet's energies?
Correct.
Far out. Okay.
Okay. Now, if it's a legal contract, that means the person entered into it. But what happened is the beings of the matrix used deception to get beings involved. In other words, if I came to you, Shaman, and said, geez, I have a great idea. I can offer you power. I can offer you wealth.
I'll go for it. I'll buy it.
Sure. Okay, sign here.
Okay.
And
done deal.
Let me do my thing first, then you do your thing. Okay, and you say, that's great. And what if I don't do my thing? You're locked in, still locked into the energies of the contract. And they made it soul level. which means it's been carried on from lifetime to lifetime. Now, the way to get rid of it is to ask Creator, say, Creator, if these are contracts of deception that they're using against me, if they're deception, I declare them all null and void. The contracts must be destroyed, all energies removed, and all beings recalled. Now, you may have to go through that a number of times. There's also agreements. Agreement is form of a contract, but it may be a verbal thing. So I recommend people do contracts and agreements.
Okay. And so this is a whole separate exercise.
That's a whole exercise.
Yeah. Are these the sort of things that you're going to teach at the workshop if you come out here and do that?
Yes, I will teach that. I will teach anger. I have two basic workshops that I do. One is on anger, understanding how we're set up dimensionally, that our most powerful dimension is our fourth, and how do we move into living the reality of the fourth dimension versus the third, and getting rid of the anger that has been so severe on this planet and it has blocked people up. The other workshop that I do is understanding illusions. Those are false truths in areas of consciousness. In other words, what people blame on the ego, they say, oh, the ego is causing me to do this and that. What I've discovered mostly, it's false truths playing in the subconscious. In other words, it's the person's truth, but it's not based in a higher truth or Creator's truth. An example of that would be, when we're young, when we're a child, we don't have a developed mental capacity. We're coming from emotion. We're reaching out to have love. And, of course, with the soul new in the body, it's looking for unconditional love, which we haven't had anchored on this planet. And what happens is the little child's in pain. So what happens is it's just the analogy that love is pain. This gets buried in the subconscious level. Consequently, they don't want to receive love. They don't want to love themselves. Another thing is, because they didn't receive love, a lot of people think there's something wrong with them. And that's another illusion that causes people to self-sabotage.
Okay, we've got a caller, Larry. You ready for that?
Sure.
Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR. And it looks like you gave up. Try again.
Okay.
Caller, you're live on KVMR.
Yes, hi. Larry and Chama. This is a very interesting program. I just want to say something really quick that might help people maybe understand that first exercise a little better. I work with children and babies dead and dying and suffering, and I've always wrestled with the question of suffering. And the interesting thing is if you get involved from the personal aspect of why can't I make this person better, it becomes a quandary because you really are a vehicle and not actually a determinant. And I do something similar to this exercise that he's talking about, and I'm kind of going to look at it like it's like emptying your cup. When you're breathing out, you're giving up the personal self-driven energy to the universe and receiving universal energy back.
That's a really good way of looking at it.
That's how I look at it. It just might help people kind of frame it in their mind what they're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we've got about 5 minutes left, a little over 5 minutes. We should tell people that if they're at all interested in bringing Larry out here to do a workshop, the contact person is Fred. The phone number is 828 338-0296. So if anybody feels like this would be of benefit to them or people in the community and they want to bring Larry out here, then that's the contact number. Okay, Larry, we've got about, as I say, less than 5 minutes. What would you like to say in summation?
I went through an interesting experience the other night in teaching an advanced class. And in teaching it, I realized one thing, that we don't have a basis for understanding reality on the higher dimensions. We may think it's weird, we may think we do, but I've been dealing with some advanced people, and I discovered that is something that's not in our consciousness. To move there, we have to sort of put aside all that we've learned, because what I've discovered is in that higher area of consciousness that we don't have any really basis in, things are substantially different than what we've experienced on the third dimension. It's like we're going down a road with no map, or we're going into a totally dark room and trying to discover what's in there. It's a process that takes time, and I ask people, be patient with yourselves. Don't beat yourselves up. Love yourselves and treat yourselves with that love and with compassion. The heart exercises are very good to help keep you out of your head and in your heart space, and also enables you to start communicating with these other aspects of consciousness that we've been looking to move into. So I recommend people practice that, and I'm always open to anyone who requires service. They may contact me or go to my website and contact me from there.
Okay, so again, give us the website.
www.transformationalenergy.net.
Okay, good.
Shamba, I would like to say one thing. I think the people out in California are extremely fortunate to have you there. I've spoken to you a few times, and it's been pure joy.
Oh, thank you.
And you have the sensitivity to be able to bring forth, and I'm lucky it's me because I enjoy doing these, but also to bring forth other beings to assist people to learn and grow, and that's what it's all about.
Thank you very much, and I hope my listeners have gotten something from this and can carry it forward. Just to briefly mention, you gave us a few exercises today. You have quite a few more. There was the one you gave me on clearing the chakras. There was some work we did on anger. So
yes,
from my limited experience with Larry, he has quite a bit to offer. And I hope my listeners have gotten something from that.
And I would love to come out there and show people some of the things and be able to help them move to the higher dimensions. And I, you know, if they're listening to your show, I guess that's what they're here to do. They're here to learn things.
Well, you know, this show is evolved or devolved into largely political commentary, and so this is a departure from that, and I'll be interested to get some feedback from my listeners as to how they relate to it. I know I certainly enjoy doing something like this. I get awfully tired of bashing the government. It seems like
they make it so easy, though.
They certainly do. Yeah, George Bush made it very easy for us, and
yes,
Obama's not doing much better.
I agree.
But anyhow, this is a departure for my radio show, and so I'll be interested in getting some feedback from listeners if they like moving in this direction or not.
Well, I'm very honored that you chose me to make this departure with.
Okay.
And I wish to thank all the listeners out there for spending their time, and that's their valuable time, to listen to something that is a little different.
All right. Larry, thank you very much for being with us, and more importantly, thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you, Shamba, and blessings to all. And just remember, stay in the heart.
Terrific. Thanks again.
Take care.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. Same with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Larry Harris, and I hope you got something from that.